Nico Horning here with the Chiefs hitting coach Mike Hobbs before game four of the six-game set between the Chiefs and the Beloit Skycarp. And coach, this offense has been on a roll as of late. I know it's been fun to watch for you guys, fun for everyone here in the dugout. 11 runs Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 runs last night. How can you describe what is going on as a collective here with this offense lately?
Overall, the guys are just doing a good job of having a plan and staying on that plan throughout the game, and it's been working out for them results-wise, and that's always fun to watch. But the process that these guys put in and the work that they put in every day, it's good to see show up on field as well.
And I think it has been showing up in probably all capacities that you would agree with. But the home run specifically, I mean, it is a hitter-friendly ballpark here at Dozer Park, but this team is on pace to break a franchise record. 84 home runs so far, which leads the Midwest League. How have you seen the power combined with the ballpark here from your offense so far?
You know, it's player-driven. We have a lot of guys with good power, and they're starting to display it. You know, we have a lot of guys who are hitting more home runs than they have in their careers. You know, we just started June, so it's good to see that the improvement that these guys have made and the work that they put in spring training and throughout the days as they add up, and it starts to show up on field. But I'm very fortunate to be around a group of guys with this kind of power and displaying it day in and day out. It's fun.
And does that stem from, I assume it's a combination of course, the talent, you got to have some power mixed in with that, but also is it something that you have provided with this group the last couple of months as far as maybe working on getting balls elevated at all, or is it just kind of everything coming together?
No, you know, there's no like secret sauce. You know, it's really just game planning and putting a good swing on a good pitch and having the talent that we have that can go out and prove it day in and day out. But no, there hasn't been no real change or no real anything worth noting. It's just guys who are going up there with a game plan and executing it, and they're doing a very good job of it.
One guy in particular, you mentioned someone that has broken their career record, among others. Trey Richardson III has been really hot as of late at the bottom of the order. How have you seen his game develop here this season, and especially with the long ball where he's hit 8 already this year after 4 over the last 2 seasons?
Yeah, no, I'm really proud of him. He puts in a lot of work in the cages and really goes about his business the right way. So I'm really happy for him. I think he, you know, sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer, but he's put in the work and it's starting to show up for him. But I'm very happy with where he is at right now.
Everyone's got a different philosophy of lineups and all of that, but to have Richardson's success at the bottom of the order, among others, I mean, the bottom of the order has had a really favorable success this year. How can that boost, let's say, the top of the lineup when it does turn over game in and game out?
You know, that's a question for somebody else. For me, you know, I just try to get each player ready every day, whether they're in the lineup or not, whether they're hitting first or they're hitting ninth or they have the day off. I just try to get them ready and for their spot, because as we all know, you got to get comfortable hitting in certain areas, because as you go up or as you're hitting the big leagues, you may not always be hitting second, third, and fourth.
Right.
So for guys just to go out and perform and not get too caught up in maybe things like that is a big testament to our guys' confidence, and I can't stress enough the work that they put in.
Sure. Aside from Trey and a couple more for you, we could go down the list with the players that have had success lately, but is there one or two that have stood out to you just through the first 2 months as far as their development that you have been really impressed by so far?
It's hard to pick. Okay. Because everybody's doing so well, you know, from everybody. So it's really hard to pick a couple. I'm very pleased with everybody, even everybody who's come through here, even the guys who aren't here right now or guys who have gone up. It's been a whole team atmosphere, and I think it's starting to show up on the field, but individually it's been showing up a lot. So I'm really proud of each and every one of the guys.
Love it. Last one for you. With this team momentum as of late, heading into the end of the first half of the season here, South Bend continues to, it seems like, not lose a ball game. We'll see what happens the next couple of weeks. But what can this momentum do for a group heading into that second half, especially where the minor leagues now can make it more fun throughout a season where they do split it up?
Yeah, I mean, you always want your ball club doing well, but it's more about the process and the goals that we set for the hitters and things like that. So our job as a staff is to just get them ready, prepare them every day, so one day they can play in the big leagues, and just hope that it shows up on field. And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it could be whenever, but our job is just to prepare them and get them ready for the level above us.
Well, it's been fun to watch so far. Mike Hobbs, Chiefs hitting coach. I beg your pardon. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.